A great music scene doesn't mean there's always a great local record label there to document it. Nowhere has this been more true than New Orleans, which went decades without a homegrown label to document its riches. This explains why, during the late 1950s, Ace Records of Jackson, Mississippi released so many New Orleans classics. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
Johnny Vincent was born John Vincent Imbruglio to a couple who ran a restaurant in Laurel, Mississippi in 1925, and he went into the Merchant Marine straight out of high school. After mustering out, he ran a jukebox business in Laurel for a while, but in 1953, he took a job with LA's specialty label as their local talent scout. He sent one good record after another to specialty, but they went nowhere. Finally, he organized a session in New Orleans with Eddie Jones, who called himself Guitar Slim, and had a young piano player named Ray Charles do the arrangements. The song, "The Things I Used to Do," was a top seller in 1954, so after one too many arguments with specialty, Johnny set up his own label, Ace. Early on, he leased songs from smaller labels or did one-off sessions in Jackson or Houston, but it was when he discovered J&M Studios in New Orleans and the musicians who worked there that his label took off. The record announced that the group was Huey Piano Smith and his Clowns, a group which had nearly as many personnel changes as it had personnel over the years. There are even a couple of records under this name on which Huey Piano Smith doesn't appear. As huge a classic as it is today, though, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu barely dented the pop charts, although it was a top 10 R&B hit. Cosmo Matassa, co-owner of J&M Studios, found Ace its best-selling artist. A band from Baton Rouge called the Rockets had auditioned there, and Cosmo thought the lead singer had something. He was right.
Just a dream, just a dream,
just a dream.
All our plans and all our schemes. How could I think you'd be mine? I know that we could never last.
What Jimmy Clanton had was a good-looking white face and an ability to write material that suited the times. Dick Clark liked him and made him a national figure. Vincent figured this was the way to go and looked for another like him. Frank Guzzo from suburban Gretna, Louisiana, was his man. Renamed Frankie Ford, he turned out to be another hitmaker, but of an entirely different sort.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use to sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Please. I don't like begging, but now I'm on bending knee.
As the owner of a successful label, Johnny Vincent was often approached by artists whose contracts elsewhere had run out. And this is how Joe Tex got to record for Ace.
You little old baby face, you're just so nice and neat. I've asked your mom if I could take you, and she says, all right. So I go down, baby, and bought tickets for two, cause I'd love to go to this dance with you. You look, baby, fantastic.
The reason none of his records there were hits, of course, was that he was trying to sound too much like others, Little Richard in this case. By the time 1960 came around, New Orleans had sprouted some labels, most notably Minute, which drained some of Ace's talent away from it. Saxophonist Alvin Red Tyler had been arranging sessions, but he followed the exodus, leaving things in the hands of a strange young kid named Mac Rebinac. Rebinac was a great rock and roll guitarist until an incident with a gun injured his left ring finger, and he switched to piano, which figures on Sahara, cut in 1961 before he too left the label. Johnny Vincent always blamed the Beatles for the decline of Ace Records, but the fact is that the times left him behind well before the British invasion. Jimmy Clanton's pop success had blinded him to the proto-soul music his sometime session musician Alan Toussaint was making, and when Toussaint became the talent scout at Minute, Ace's fate was sealed. A British company called Music Collection, however, paid Vincent a reported £1 million for his catalog in 1997, and he died rich and happy 3 years later.
Ed Ward lives in France,